What does redemption look like? Not the kind preached from pulpits, but the kind you can touch, smell, and walk across barefoot. On a humid evening in southwest Georgia, as cattle low contentedly and heritage hogs root for acorns under ancient oaks, you'll find your answer. This isn't just a farm. It's a living rebuke to everything modern agriculture has become. White oak pastures hums with the kind of abundance we've nearly forgotten exists, where animals exhibit a vitality that makes their industrial counterparts look like shadows. The land itself seems to exhale with relief, as if finally released from decades of chemical suffocation. This verdant coastal savanna, reminiscent of Africa's Serengeti, didn't emerge from some agricultural genius or technological breakthrough. It came from something far more radical, giving a damn enough to walk away from everything the industry demanded. The Harris family's journey mirrors America's agricultural fall from grace. Starting in post-Civil War Reconstruction, they built a localized food system on Colomoke Ridgeland so fertile that Native Americans had honored it as ceremonial ground for generations. For decades, the farm thrived as a community anchor, where nothing went to waste and trust mattered more than profit margins. Post-war munitions factories repurposed ammonium nitrate into fertilizer, promising grass that grew faster than nature intended. Why rely on natural cycles when chemistry could double your yield? Agricultural education shifted from holistic animal husbandry to reductionist animal science, training farmers to see their land as production units rather than living systems. By the 1980s, industrial agriculture had woven itself so deeply into the economic fabric that questioning it felt like financial suicide. The Harris family, like millions of others, embraced the new gospel of efficiency, unaware they were trading their birthright for chemical dependence. Every industrial shortcut created problems demanding more shortcuts. Fly-resistant chemicals bred superflies. Antibiotics spawned resistant bacteria. Chemical fertilizers poisoned the soil they promised to enrich. The industrial system transformed farmers from skilled stewards into dependent customers, trapped in an endless loop of problems and expensive solutions. The commoditized food system reduced ancient wisdom to standardized procedures. Local economies withered as profits flowed to distant corporations. Rural communities that once thrived on agricultural diversity became ghost towns, their young people fleeing because the land no longer sustained families, only extraction. Breaking free from industrial agriculture feels like withdrawal, painful, disorienting, chaotic. When Will Harris removed industrial inputs from white oak pastures, the farm seemed to collapse. Pests exploded without chemicals. Production dropped without antibiotics. The facade of control crumbled, revealing how thoroughly nature's support systems had been destroyed. But within that chaos, the land was remembering. Soil began rebuilding its microbial communities. Native grasses returned. Birds reappeared. The transformation required a fundamental shift from seeing the farm as a factory to understanding it as an ecosystem. This meant relearning what industrial agriculture had erased. Healthy soil creates healthy plants. Healthy plants support healthy animals, and healthy animals enrich the soil in turn. The monocultures that had seemed efficient were actually ecological catastrophes, severing relationships evolved over millennia. Restoring those relationships demanded patience, observation, and humility to admit that nature's wisdom surpassed human cleverness. Shifting to grass-fed beef meant reinventing everything. Feedlots were dismantled. Processing moved on-site because industrial slaughterhouses wouldn't handle grass-fed cattle. Cash flow became precarious as the farm invested years in soil recovery before seeing returns. Yet something remarkable emerged. Animals that actually looked healthy. Not the bloated, sedated creatures of industrial farms, but vital beings exhibiting natural behaviors. Cattle grazed in rotating patterns mimicking wild herds, their hooves aerating soil and manure fertilizing pastures. heritage hogs rooted and foraged, performing ecological services their species evolved to provide. The breeding program shifted from industrial genetics, prioritizing size, to natural selection, where the strongest, most adaptable animals passed on their genes. This recognized a truth industrial agriculture denies. Animal welfare means allowing livestock to express their nature within a functioning ecosystem. The animals became teachers. When cattle eagerly moved to fresh pasture, when hogs exhibited curiosity rather than aggression, when chickens scratched vigorously in healthy soil, these weren't just charming pastoral scenes, but indicators of ecological restoration in action. Bluffton, Georgia was dying. Young people leaving, businesses closing, schools shrinking. Then White Oak Pastures built an on-site processing facility, and money that had flowed to chemical companies and distant processors began circulating locally instead. Jobs appeared in meat processing, grain milling, and composting. The farm became a training ground where residents learned sustainable agriculture and business management, eventually assuming leadership roles. New families moved in. Schools revitalized. Restaurants opened featuring local ingredients. The transformation brought tension. Longtime residents worried about change. Housing strained. Cultural integration required ongoing dialogue. But the town had rediscovered economic purpose rooted in place rather than extraction. This renaissance proved that regenerative agriculture isn't just environmental restoration. It's rebuilding the social fabric that industrial agriculture destroyed. When farms thrive as ecosystems rather than factories, they generate wealth that stays local, creating resilient communities where suppliers, service providers, and auxiliary businesses all benefit from having a thriving anchor enterprise committed to the community's long-term health. Regenerative farming is brutally hard. The pastoral beauty showcased at conferences rarely mentions the financial terror of transitioning from industrial models. White Oak Pastures carries significant debt despite its success. Initial investments, fencing for rotational grazing, on-site processing facilities, years of soil recovery demand capital most farmers don't have. The land becomes more valuable ecologically, but appraises lower financially because conventional metrics can't measure soil health or biodiversity. Traditional return on investment calculations make regenerative farming look like madness. But those calculations ignore externalities, the healthcare costs of industrial food, the environmental damage of chemical agriculture, the social devastation of rural economic collapse. White Oak Pastures partnered with the Savory Institute for life cycle assessments, proving their practices sequester more carbon than the farm emits, making their beef carbon negative while industrial beef contributes massively to climate change. Until this recognition becomes widespread, regenerative farmers bear the financial burden of doing what's right. The 2020 pandemic exposed our food system's fragility. As centralized processing plants shut down, industrial farmers euthanized millions of animals. Meanwhile, White Oak Pastures e-commerce sales tripled. Their self-sufficient model thrived precisely because it didn't depend on vulnerable supply chains. The efficiency we'd been sold was actually brittleness disguised as optimization. The power to change this sits with consumers, but it demands work. Food labels lie. Grass-fed and pastured have been greenwashed into meaninglessness. Big grocery prioritizes products that maximize their profits, squeezing out genuine regenerative options. Build direct relationships with farmers. Visit farmers markets. Use resources like Local Harvest and the Good Meat Project to find producers whose practices align with your values. Then verify by asking hard questions. Every dollar spent on real food creates market conditions that make regenerative agriculture economically viable. White Oak Pastures proves abundance doesn't require destruction. The path demands capital, knowledge, and patience, but the alternative is soil depletion, rural collapse, and food that nourishes only corporate balance sheets. Every meal is a choice between extraction and regeneration. Choose to give a damn.